domestic competition, it's been interesting the last few years because it's been blocked out, the Matador Cup. It was the Ryobi Cup a couple of years ago, and it's just been a blocked out month, and then all the one-day stuff, 50-over stuff, is out of the way. But a great way to start for New South Wales yesterday. They made 3 for 338, and then a Cricket Australia 11. This is different. They're in the competition. They were rolled for 59, and Nick Maddison scored 108 for the Blues. He joins us now. Well played, Nick.
Yeah, thank you.
Mate, it wasn't much of a challenge, though.
it was a little tougher than it looked, especially, I think, once the ball got a bit older. It was a little bit tough to score during the middle period. The wicket was a little bit dead, so we had to work hard still, and I guess we got some rewards sort of towards the back of the innings as well.
Would have been tough work out there at Bankstown Oval. It was about 1,000 degrees.
Yeah, it was quite hot, especially to start the year. It's not usually the sort of weather you get in spring, but, it feels like summer is well and truly here.
Mate, the Cricket Australia 11, it's an interesting concept. I know you beat them comfortably, but there's obviously some emerging talent there.
Yeah, there is. You know, some of those guys have played for their states previously in one-day cricket and a few Shield games here and there, but I think the concept's very good. It's just getting the balance of players right, I guess, and I think just having someone that the younger kids who haven't played much can learn from is something that's quite important as well.
So, Nick, the aborted tour of Bangladesh by the Australian cricket team meant you've got all these great superstars in the New South Wales team. What's it like having the likes of Steve Smith around the sheds?
Yeah, it's been excellent the past week or so since they've been around. Doesn't actually feel too much different than New South Wales as usual. Like, Steve's usually been there quite a bit, so. But to have them back and have Mitchell Starc back, I think you've got one of the best bowlers in the world and probably one of the best batters in the world in our team. So we can't complain, and it's changed our plans a little bit, but for the better.
Yeah, and obviously there's a few unlucky guys who were going to be playing and not playing, but that's been the New South Wales problem for a while, Nick.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good one to have as well. I think it's healthy. It creates healthy competition within the squad, and I guess it challenges blokes to go out when they do get a chance and really perform.
What are your plans for this year, mate? What are your goals for this season? It looms as an interesting one for you.
Yeah, well, obviously you'd love to win the Matador first and foremost in New South Wales and then a Shield competition. But on a personal level, I've actually set myself a few goals this year, which I don't usually do. But I'd love to represent Australia again. I've played those couple of one-off T20s over the past 2 years. So I'd like to hopefully score some more runs and starting in the Matador and put my name forward for selection in the future.
Yeah, mate, I'm sure your name's been mentioned for quite a while now. And what if, you all have become your own worst critic, I think, when you drive a hard bargain with yourself. That's the nature of the beast. What do you need to do better this year, Nick?
I guess the difference we have between having a good year and a great one is a bit of consistency. I felt like last year I started to work out my game, especially in four-day cricket, and was a little bit more consistent. It was the first year I'd averaged over 50 for New South Wales in five seasons, so I was quite happy with how the year ended up, but it could have been a great one. I think only scoring 100 from the five or six matches, if you sort of convert a couple of 50s, that probably changes it into a great year. So that's what I would like to do going into this season. I think it's about making big hundreds and being the leading run scorer, as Adam Voges was last year. I think that's what's going to get you selected.
So do you feel like your shoebox is a T20 player? Do you want to try and get out of that mould?
I guess that's just the way it's worked out. I've probably been a little bit more successful in T20 cricket than I have for New South Wales in one days and Shield cricket. So I guess you can't really complain when, effectively that's probably been my best form over the past few seasons. So I am enjoying a new role at New South Wales, batting in the middle order. I think it suits my game a little bit more in four-day cricket. So hopefully I can keep developing and be a little bit more consistent and start putting some bigger scores on the board. And that's the only way you can sort of break the mould, I guess.
Just ask you quickly about Ed Cowan, mate, the old boy. How's he settled in?
Oh, seamless. It's been he's slid in there beautifully. He's great for our squad. He's got a very good attitude for cricket and helping the young players in our team. Goes out of his way quite a lot at training to go and help some of the rookies, and he's always available for a chat around training and batting, which is great. I guess we saw last year the way he played, the change mindset, and he's going out there playing free-flowing cricket, and it's actually very good to bat up the other end. And with even a few trial games this year and starting yesterday, we've put some good partnerships, and I really like batting with him up the top of the order.
Yeah, it's great that he's back playing for his home state. And Trent Johnson, the new coach, a very passionate campaigner. He's an old mad quick, though, mate. That worries me.
What's that, sorry?
He's an old fast bowler, which worries me.
Yeah, it's all right. I think it's a pretty good group at New South Wales, so hopefully he doesn't have to do too much and we can keep winning and he can stay nice and calm. And, yeah, I think we'll be okay.
Well, you've started the season well with 108 off 120 balls in the New South Wales Matador Cup win over Cricket Australia, the Cricket Australia 11, yesterday. Thanks for joining us on the show, Nick.
No worries. Thanks for having me.